So, friends, we have come here into the city park. Unfortunately, not only bird singing, but cars make some noise. But still, here we can master an important step of spiritual self-development. On the Raja Yoga course, we cleaned our chakras and meridians, that is the main structures of the organism. And we constantly say that chakra Anahata, or middle dantian, or spiritual heart, is the main structure. All the following paths up to the merging with the Creator of the all manifested universe in His abode, all this path is followed as a development of oneself, as a spiritual heart. We have learned to enter the chakra Anahata inside the body with all the consciousness, with hands, with head. We have learned to extend the walls of the chakra Anahata from within. And now we have come to begin the work, to continue the work in the same direction by developing ourselves as spiritual hearts and by using given forms. These forms are given to us by our divine teachers and also by plants of power. Now we begin the work with this wonderful plant of power, a poplar. Poplars are the largest trees in our region. Of course, not every poplar is suitable for this purpose. There are plants of power that have outstanding energetical abilities. In particular, this poplar has a large and a powerful cocoon. What is a cocoon? A cocoon is a sum of the radiation of all cells of the body. The trunk of a plant has a cocoon, and any plant has a cocoon. Any flower has a small cocoon. The cocoon can be 1 or 2 meters away from the trunk, and also the crown has a cocoon. This poplar is different from other trees because it has a very powerful cocoon, and this power is subtle. Because of this, this wonderful plant can help us and already helped many hundreds of people who came here working in our school. The energy of the cocoon of this poplar is not just big and powerful, but fully adequate for us to attune to this energy, to attune ourselves as spiritual hearts. This is very subtle energy. It's fully adequate to attune to, and later, having learned to feel by ourselves this given form of the poplar, this very large form compared to the body, this very large space, then to begin to fill even more larger spaces with the spiritual heart, to become like this. We are talking about growth of the consciousness, and the consciousness should grow as a spiritual heart.
Значит, что мы будем делать?
What we are going to do here?
Это научиться ощущать границы.
The first task is to learn to feel the border of the energy fields, the fields created by the plants of power.
Сейчас мы приступаем к работе на местах.
We begin to work with places of power. And this plant of power gives us a model of a place of power. The first task is to approach the poplar from different directions and to learn to feel the border somewhere 30 or 40 meters away from the trunk. You also should learn to see the border of the cocoon of this poplar. So everyone approaches from different directions, and you should study this place of power for 20 minutes. The second task is to enter this place of power and to extend the spiritual heart to feel the form of the cocoon of this poplar, to fill it with oneself as a spiritual heart and feel very well from within the new borders of oneself in this new form. The third exercise we will do later near the trunk, and now let's do these two exercises. Later we will work with cleaning of meridians. So I ask you to begin to work, to feel the borders of the cocoon and feel it with the energy of the anahata. So, well done. You have learned to extend the anahatas by feeling the form of this wonderful plant, a well beginning. And now we will do another important exercise on cleaning the middle meridian. Inside the field created by the trunk of our friend poplar, one can heal the body by cleaning the middle meridian. The middle meridian, when the chakras are developed after the Raja Yoga course, has a diameter like this. It goes through the whole body, including the neck and the head, through all the developed chakras. In this form, it is present in the bodies of those who have developed, who have cleaned during the Raja Yoga work the chakras. Now we work with the middle meridian, and later we will begin the work with another important meridian, microcosmic orbit, which is in fact a system of meridians. What we can do here now in the field created by the trunk of this poplar? The border is here, yes, it's here. One can feel it with the hand. It's very dense, like touching tingling dense energy field. So we have learned to feel the whole cocoon with ourselves, and we should understand that the cocoon is present not only above, but also below the surface of the ground. Cocoon is present also below the surface of the ground, where the roots of the poplar are. We have learned to fill with anahatas, with energy of anahatas, the whole cocoon. And now let's pay attention to filling the bottom part, that part which is below our bodies, below the surface of the ground. Move concentration of the consciousness there, and the cocoon of the poplar helps us to do this. It's very easy. We were in the top part, in the middle part. The energy of the whole cocoon of this poplar is uniform, and since it's uniform, like a big egg surrounding the poplar, it's very easy for us to move the concentration of the consciousness to the bottom part of this egg. And then, from this part, we can move the hands inside the middle meridians of our bodies. And we feel the walls of the middle meridians. The walls of the middle meridians go not just to the neck, but to the top of the skull. And so, with our hands, we should clean the middle meridians. Inside we can find some dark gray or black substances, especially on the walls. So we should clean them by using images of different tools, like a rag with soap suds, or other tools for cleaning. So we wash the walls of the middle meridian from within. We should not forget that there is not just the front wall, but also the side walls and the back wall. So our task is to make it as clean as possible. All you can wash window, and now let's imagine that we wash a big test tube. So we move our hands inside this test tube, and with the hands, with the energy of the spiritual heart, the eyesight moves inside. We see with spiritual heart. The energy of the consciousness is able to see the energies, and now we see energies. The energy of the consciousness is able to see different energies. We see now different energies, good or bad, inside our organisms. We see the middle meridian like a big test tube, and we wash it from all sides. We use any images, even chisel with a hammer, anything. Our task is to make the walls of the middle meridian as clean as possible. So I ask you to stay inside the cocoon of the trunk of the poplar. So let's stay somewhere there and clean the middle meridians for about 20 minutes. Later we can repeat all these three exercises. So let's stay there for another half an hour and work.